Hi guys, I'm Michael Oladun Darmola, and I'm a motivational speaker, a consultant, business consultant, and I try to encourage newly startups and aspiring youths that want to become great entrepreneurs. And my center of my discussion today will be on building your financial IQ. Building your financial IQ. Let me just put this, there's a difference between someone that is intelligent and someone having a higher financial IQ. You know, most people that are tend to be highly intelligent. From the academia part, academics. They certainly don't actually get it right when it comes to financial aspect. So you can be intelligent going academics while you may not be intelligent when it comes to finance. So there's a wide difference. So have you ever tried to look at those students you grew up together in the school, maybe your college and maybe high institution or something, and you discover that there are some students that are not serious, and they always come up with this word like the street has it, and indeed when they go out you see them becoming stars, but while they were in school they could not prove anything with their lives. So it shows that they were not good, or they are not good academically, but they are good financially. Now let's make a difference between intelligence and a great financial IQ. Now let me put this: two guys are into business, let's say they're into a real estate business, and Mr. Rice and Mr. Mark Ellery are into real estate business. Now Mr. Rice is paying 50% of his tax, and let's say in a year he's getting about $100,000 as his revenue, while Mr. Mark Ellery is paying about 20% of his tax and he's also getting $100,000. Now you can see that Mr. Rice is paying 50% tax, Mr. Ellery is paying 20% tax. The both of them are highly intelligent, but one is having a higher financial IQ than the other, because one will be paying $20,000 in tax, one will be paying $50,000 in tax. So the one with higher tax is having a low financial IQ while he's intelligent. Then the one paying $20,000 is also intelligent, but is having a higher financial IQ. I believe I've been able to pin down something for you to understand the difference between intelligence and a higher financial IQ. Make sure you just make use of this little talk this afternoon, and I'm sure it's going to make meaningful impact in your life and your business. Have a nice day. I've been Michael, Michael Ladun Jamula on Facebook. Yeah.